Watch, Extinction Rebellion Activists Storm Stage at National Conservatism Conference. By Kurt Zindelka on May 15, 2023. A leftist agitator allegedly acting on behalf of the climate alarmist Extinction Rebellion activist group stormed the stage of the National Conservatism Conference in London on Monday during the keynote speech from former Cabinet Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg. During an address from former Business Secretary Jacob Rees-Mogg at the Emmanuel Centre in Westminster, a man climbed up on the stage in order to disrupt the NatCon conference on Monday. Grabbing the microphone from Rees-Mogg, the leftist told the crowd, "Ladies and gentlemen, you're very nice people and I'm sure you are fantastic. I'd like to draw your attention to a few characteristics of fascism." Security swiftly moved in and removed the man, to the applause and jeers of the largely conservative-leaning crowd. Following the disturbance, the former business secretary said that the conference supports free speech and therefore the leftist agitator was free to hold his National Loonies Convention next week and see how many people show up. The far-left eco-activist group Extinction Rebellion claimed responsibility for the man storming the stage, writing on social media, "XR disrupts the National Conservatism Conference," calling out the fascist ideologies of senior cabinet members and MPs. This morning, an ordinary person stepped onto the stage and interrupted Jacob Rees-Mogg's opening speech at the National Conservatism Conference. During the rest of his address to the conference, the former cabinet minister took aim at the conservative and name-only government of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Rees-Mogg, who was resigned from his government post last October following the globalist coup that took down the short-lived administration of Liz Truss for attempting to cut taxes and spending, said according to the Telegraph, "How is it that a conservative government has the highest rates of taxation as a percentage of GDP in 70 years? This is not just because it was moving in that direction beforehand. It was because of choices we have made," he added. The longtime Brexit campaigner went on to criticize Sunak's government for reportedly backtracking on the promise to remove thousands of European Union laws from the books in Britain, saying, "This U-turn is a defeat for ambition, prosperity and democracy." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.